coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Suppose, maybe I should use this one. Suppose that this tablet, it's solid mass, right? Good. Let's suppose that we subjected this to extreme heat and brought it to a molten state and it became liquid. It will remain the same mass, but existing in a different state, in an expanded state, because the constituent particles are now more distant apart. Okay? So it's in an expanded state. Let's suppose that we take that liquid that this has been converted into through the application of heat energy, okay? Let's suppose that this liquid, by the way, don't look at me like I'm a science professor. I'm not. I'm Pastor Chris, okay? So I'm neither a physicist nor a chemist. I'm just teaching you the word of God. All right. So let's suppose that this liquid that we now have, which is the same mass, it's only been expanded in the liquid state. We subject that liquid to more heat. What will happen is further expansion. The particles will be even more distant apart. And let's continue until it goes to the next state and form gases. And these gases are released into the air. If we were able to contain the gases, it would be the same mass as this thing was before. But in an expanded state, such that this tablet has disappeared. I can't see it because it's all gas now, but it is not inexistent. It still exists, but in an expanded state. So someone says, oh, that tablet has disappeared. It has not disappeared. It exists, but in another state. Imagine if I had the ability, the power, the instrumentality to bring all of those particles back together. Then you say, oh, it's back, it's back, it's back. I can see it again. If we can understand what Jesus said, when he said to us, the very hairs of your head are numbered. You've gotten rid of your hair on your head, for example, okay? To you, you cut the hair long ago. It was either burnt or whatever it was. To you, it's gone extinct. It's not gone extinct. It exists in some other state somewhere. Because Jesus said, every strand of hair on your head is coded. He said they are numbered. Arithmel, it means that they have been numbered, meaning they are given a definite code number. Are you following this? Every time a strand of hair falls from your head, God has a record of the exact hair, the code number of the hair from your head that fell down. And Jesus, in teaching that, wanted us to know that we were of more value than many sparrows. That if God went as far as taking and giving code numbers to the strands of our hair, he wanted us to know how important we were. And so imagine that you have become bald-headed and you've tried all the creams in the world. And nothing could bring it back. All you need is to do what the Bible says. To get into the heavenly realm. Go beyond time and space. Now let's look at it. Romans chapter 8. Let's begin from verse 1. Romans chapter 8, from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, this is so powerful. It says, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after their senses. They're not walking according to their senses, but according to the Spirit. I told you, living the heavenly life is walking in the Spirit, is living in the Spirit and by the Spirit. So you see with the eyes of the Spirit. That means you go beyond time and space. So you become an unlimited person. Do you realize that for many Christians, they only recognize this when they are praying? Imagine they're praying for their uncle that is many, many, many kilometers away. How do you know that your prayer will affect him? Yeah? Because you're going beyond time and space. But God wants you to become conscious of that life, not when you're on your knees alone. Every day and everywhere you are. You'd be amazed. Now let's go and look at verse 2. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life, dear God. There's a law of life. That law of life is at work in your spirit. That law of life was activated when you were born again. So death is not at work in you. Life is at work in you. Because you're a child of God. Look at it. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. He didn't say he's making me free. Hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Hath made me free. There are two laws here. There's a law of the Spirit of life and there's a law of death. And it lets us know that the law of life is more powerful than the law of death. So, the law of life has made me debt-free. Let me explain what that means. When you say, this thing is water-resistant, okay? It's water-resistant, meaning that if I put it into water, water cannot destroy it. Then, think about inside it being air-free. It means that air can't get into it and there's no air in it. It means it is what? Airtight. Now, when he tells you that he has made you death-free, it means death has ceased to work in you. In fact, Let me put it in the right way. Not that death has ceased to work in you, but that you are off death's limits. Not because he has made you to come out of death's limits. Oh God. He means that you don't belong there. So he is not saying, I want you to understand the language, because sometimes if we don't study the original carefully, we wouldn't get the sense. He's not the sense of deliverance he's given you. He's not saying the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has freed me from the law of sin and death. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. He has not freed me from the law of sin and death. He has made me death free. That means I am untouchable by death. Are you following this? These are two laws. So the law of death is not at work in me. The only way I can bring death into my life is by reprogramming myself through words of death. So in death, back into my life. So in death, back into my business. So in death, back into my body. So in death, back into my family. So in death, into my path. But if I keep on saying, in my path, there is no death. Then I walk the way of life. Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, he's letting you know what law exists in Christ Jesus. Remember, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's where we are. We are in Christ Jesus. And the law that operates there is the law of life. Are you following this?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy in Zuzu, Chiwafi Market in Old PTC Building. If you have been blessed or inspired by this message, or you have a testimony, please call us on 2609-551-54181 or send an email to info@lovevaultinternetradio.org.